You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Cecilia Kengyan reports in the New York Times that New York led 21 states in filing a lawsuit January 16th against the federal government for the December 14th vote by the Federal Communications Commission to roll back net neutrality rules. Quote, the repeal of net neutrality would turn internet service providers into gatekeepers, allowing them to put profits over consumers while controlling what we see, what we do, and what we say online, end quote, said New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Public interest groups Open Technology Institute, Free Press, and Public Knowledge also filed similar lawsuits January 16th. Google and Netflix are among the companies backing the lawsuits. Net neutrality rules create a level playing field on the internet for all services. In the Senate, all Democrats and one Republican have signed on to overturn the rules, but only 80 representatives in the U.S. House have signed on. Read the full story in the New York Times. Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, voted January 17th for a second time to continue to allow the National Security Agency to spy on Americans without a warrant. Just like last week, the vote was 256 to 164. The bill continued an expiring law that permits the government without a warrant to gather communications of foreigners abroad from United States firms such as Google and AT&T, even when they're talking to Americans. The bill was voted on a second time after it got Senate approval January 16th, with both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand voting against. The Environmental Protection Agency's website shows many local officials commented on whether General Electric was finished cleaning PCBs from the Hudson River, but few of those comments came from officials in Greene and Columbia counties. Letters from the chair of the Columbia County Environmental Management Council, the entire Stuyvesant Town Board, and Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett are included, but that's about it. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand sent letters, but Representative John Faso did not. Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro and Ulster County Executive Michael Hine sent letters, but no officials from Greene County are included in the EPA's accounting of the comments received. GE dumped polychlorinated biphenyls into the Hudson River from 1947 to 1977 and then spent 6 years cleaning up some of the PCBs. The EPA said January 2nd that it won't decide if enough PCBs are cleaned out of the Hudson River until, quote, early 2018. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times-Union that Elite Airways is adding nonstop flights between Albany and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, starting April 5th. The regional jet service will fly on Thursdays and Sundays with $199 one-way fares. Tickets went on sale January 17th. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.